I'm glad to report that a great supporter of ours, also a citrus farmer, unfortunately passed away last year, Jim Hughes. Many of your listeners know Jim. He left us 100 acres of land to add to our ability to do field work. There's one thing to develop solutions for citrus screening in the laboratory, but you really can't say how well it's going to work or how we can apply that to the real problem until it's tested in the field in real conditions in the soil with the environmental conditions that growers face.
Payne said they have been limited, as only had 200 acres at the center for their experiments, so this will now give them an opportunity to try things they couldn't otherwise have done.
You know, we have a lot of growers that help us and let us work on their properties, and that's terrific. But there's only so much you can ask somebody to do with you in an experiment when you're also trying to make a living off the land. And we can't be asking them to damage the trees on purpose or to cause various disease organisms to be there that we want to work on and put their own livelihood at stake. So having our own land to do this is very important, and Jim's gift will go a long way in the 100 acres that are added to our Lake Alfred facility in helping us do just that. And Jim also left his entire estate to IFAS to fund an endowment at Lake Alfred. So I can't say enough about people like Jim Hughes, their generosity, their understanding of how we need to support research if we're to solve this terrible disease that is really impacting our industry.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.